The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Sukkah Daf Yud. The Gemara in today's Daf continues on the topic of building one sukkah beneath another sukkah. And in connection to that, I would like to devote today's shiur on the topic of building a sukkah underneath a clothesline. A clothesline many times could consist of a collection of a few strings that are lined up one after the other and can easily be within three tfachim of one another. In cases where, if you would deduct the area below the clothesline, you would no longer be able to have a kosher sukkah, or even if you'd have a sukkah that's big enough to be a kosher sukkah, but practically you need the area, that part of the sukkah, to be kosher, to be usable as a sukkah, so then we have to clarify whether the clothesline will in fact passel that area beneath it or not. This question is discussed in many Svarim, in the Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchak, in the Tshuvas Minchas Shleima, as well as other Svarim. And it could possibly be that there are other cases as well that might have this Shaila applied to them, and will be totally on our discussion of today's shiur. This discussion is dependent on the sugya called, do we say or don't we say lavud lehachmir? By now you are probably familiar with the concept of lavud. Lavud is a halacha l'moshe misinai that when two things are within three tfachim of each other, we consider them connected. The question is, in most cases we refine lavud, we are using it as an advantage. By that we consider the two things connected, it helps us build, consider something a mechitza, consider that we have schach here, consider that a wall meets the schach, or many other things, many other advantages. The question is, do we have to use lavud when it's to our disadvantage? When it's to our disadvantage, can we say we don't want it, we don't have to consider it, or perhaps the lavud is there whether we like it or not, and even to void the sukkah, the lavud will be there as well. Let's take one case for example, and this, let's use this as our starting point to get into the sugya. In the halachas of Yom Tif, in Simen Tov Kuf Beis, there's a halacha, this is applicable to Shabbos as well, I'm just quoting it to you from Hilchas Yom Tif. Over there we have a Mishnah Berurah that's important to us. You're not allowed to build on Shabbos or Yom Tif a structure that consists of walls and a covering above them, if you construct them in the normal way. In other words, if you'll go and build a table, the sort of table that has the tabletop and stands that are like walls. Let's give an example. Perhaps you have a table that has feet that are more like walls that reach to the ends of the table. In other words, between, they are like boards. Let's say four boards that are standing up, forming a square, forming like a house, and with a covering on top. So you can't stand up those walls, we'll call them, and then put the tabletop on top of them, because that's considered binyan. That's considered your building. Even though you do not need the space beneath it, the space beneath the covering, beneath this tabletop, or within the walls, nevertheless, this is a included in the prohibition of building on Shabbos and building on Yom Tov. However, if these walls do not reach the ground, then it is permitted. In other words, if they are far enough from the ground that they're not considered reaching the ground, in other words, they are three tefachim or more away from the ground, then it is permitted. When it's prohibited, there's a way that you could first put the covering, hold the covering up, and then put the feet underneath, and then that's permitted. The Mishnah Berurah says this, that you can't have that these walls reach the ground. They can't reach less than three tefachim below the ground. Even though when they're less than three tefachim to the ground, they're still not touching the ground. Nevertheless, says the Mishnah Berurah, that we say lavud. Although, in this case, lavud is to our disadvantage, lavud is causing a prohibition of building, nevertheless, we say lavud. So the chayra, this would be a source that we have to say lavud even to our disadvantage. However, on the other hand, we have a halacha in Hilchis Sukkah that seems to contradict that. The Shulchan Aruch in Simin Tov Reish Lamid Beis Sif Dalid says that there's a suffix in the following case. If let's say somebody has on the top of their sukkah two tvachim of pasul schach, then a space of air, and then another two tvachim of pasul schach, it's a suffix if we combine the two areas of schach together, which in combination would be four tefachim of schach, and would thereby passel the sukkah. We know that a space of three tefachim of air passels the sukkah, or four tefachim of passel schach. So here we have two separate areas of pasul schach, each two tefachim. If we combine them, we have a total of four tefachim. So the Shulchan Aruch is saying that there's a suffix if we combine them or not. Do we combine them and then it's four tefachim which passels the sukkah, or they're disconnected and the sukkah remains kosher? Now the case where we're in doubt whether we combine the two areas of pasul schach is a case where the two areas are less than three tefachim apart from one another. If there would be more than three tefachim in between, then the sukkah would have a psul anyways for the airspace. But there's less than three tefachim of airspace in between. Says the Mishnah Berurah, our safek is only when you have a total of four tefachim of schach pas. When combining the two areas, you have a total of four. If you would only have a total of three tefachim of schach pas, and you would want to combine that ear space that's between the two areas of schach pas to reach a total of four tefachim, In other words, if you would want to say that that airspace between these two areas of Schach Pasul should be added to our sum total of amount of Tfachim of Schach Pasul, if we should say Lovud, if we would say that that airspace, being that it's less than 3 Tfachim, is Lovud, we would have a total of 4 Tfachim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, no, there's no possibility that we should combine the airspace into the calculation of getting 4 Tfachim of Schach Pasul. The reason being, says the Mishnah Berurah, because we don't say Lovud Lahachmir. We don't say Lovud when it's to our disadvantage. So seemingly, one would say the two Mishnah Berurahs that we mentioned contradict each other. In Hilchas Yom Tov, regarding building, we said that we'll say Lovud if the walls of those of the table that one's building are within 3 Tfachim of the ground. And here, by the Schach Pasul that's on top of the Sukkah, we don't say Lovud to our disadvantage in order to reach the sum total of 4 Tfachim of Schach Pasul. However, this contradiction is in truth not a contradiction. To explain this, we can say what many Achrayim explain, that there are two types of Lovud. Lovud, in essence, could passively tell us two things. Lovud could tell us that we connect two things one to another, and Lovud could also tell us that besides for that we connect two things, we also filled up the empty space with the two things that we're connecting. So, this is the difference between the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Yom Tov and the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Sukkah. This that we say, love to our disadvantage, is only said to connect two things. But we don't say it to fill up the space. So therefore, when it comes to the building of the table, and those walls are less than 3 tefachim away from the ground, so we put it to the ground, we make it flush with the ground, we do say the lavud to our disadvantage, and to prohibit the building of the table. Whereas in Hilchas Sukkah, when the only way to passel the sukkah is if you have a total of 4 tefachim of schach passel, we don't say lavud to our disadvantage, because we don't fill up the space. In Hilchas Sukkah, the only way the Sukkah would be Pasul is if we'd fill up that space with Schach Pasul by using Lovud. If we would say Lovud fills up the space, it would Pasul, and this we don't say. So based on the two Mishnah Berurahs mentioned, we would say this rule, that we say Lovud to our disadvantage to connect two things, but we don't say Lovud to our disadvantage to fill up the space. However, there's a third Mishnah Berurah. There's a Mishnah Berurah, this is actually in Shahar Tzion, in Simet Tov Reish Chav Vav, Shahar Tzion, number Chav Gimel, number 23. The Mishnah Berurah there says that if above your sukkah, this could possibly happen in somebody that has a sukkah inside their home with a removable roof, and they have schach that they put up underneath the roof. If remaining by that space of the removable roof, you have beams of the house that are within 3 tefachim of one another, so there again, if you would say lavud to fill up the space, you would have one covering of pasul schach above your sukkah. So the Mishnah Berurah says, if you want to avoid all sveikos, all issues of halacha, you should make sure that these beams that remain above your sukkah should not be within three tefachim of one another. The Mishneh Berurah in Sha'atzion explains the reason for this is because according to the opinion of the Bach, we say lavud to our disadvantage even to fill up the space. So this seemingly contradicts the other Mishneh Berurah. When it came to Schach Pasul, two areas of Schach Pasul, the Mishneh Berurah did not mention anything about avoiding this question of saying love to our disadvantage. Whereas when it comes to beams of the house that are above the sukkah, he does say that one should make sure not to have beams that are within three tefachim of one another above the sukkah. However, the Mishneh Berurah is mashma that it's only a chumrah, it's only the chatchila that one should be machmir. Getting back to our question that we began with, of building a sukkah under a clothesline, one can clearly see that this is dependent on the above discussion, on the aforementioned discussion. The same way that the Mishneh Berurah writes in one place to avoid building a sukkah under a place that has lavud, if you would say lavud lahachmir, so too one should not build a sukkah, the chayra, under a clothesline where the strings are within three tefachim of one another. Because if we say that you have to use lavud even to our disadvantage, then those strings would connect to one another, and not only connect, they would be filled up with schach pasul. The same way the string itself is schach pasul, so too, if we would say love it at disadvantage, like the way the Sha'atzion is saying in the name of the Ba'ath, we would also have to consider the space between these strings filled with schach pasul. Although the Mishneh Berurah is mashma that it's only a chumrah, one should definitely try to avoid this. There's more to discuss about this, and there's numerous forum and poiskim, and one can ask their rov if it ever comes up, but this is the synopsis of the sugya of saying lavud to our disadvantage.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.